Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Global Tacos in Newtown, Bucks County.
Everything we put in the tacos is all over the place. You know, we have a Vietnamese meatball taco. We have that Korean beef taco. We have a Nashville hot chicken taco. So we've kind of opened it up completely to whatever direction we feel we want to go.
A new taco restaurant opens at the Village in Newtown.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets, this time out in Newtown, Bucks County, and I'm with Andy Himmel. He is CEO of Paladar Restaurant Group, representing Bomba Taco and Bar, which is opening this weekend in the Village at Newtown. It's beautiful inside. Describe what it looks like, first of all.
Well, for us, we want it to be something. We have a lot of rich woods and a lot of bright colors. We want it to be a fun place for people to go, but it's still a little bit more of an elevated experience. So you have some taco concepts that are maybe more on the graffiti side and a little more bar driven. For us, it's a little bit more refined. It's fun. It's upbeat and playful. And it's really, I think, going to be a great fit for this market.
What does Bomba mean?
Well, we took inspiration from the dance and the drumming and the rhythm of the same name. What really drew us to it is this idea of a street gathering, a place that people kind of stumble upon and they kind of let go and live in the moment. And we really wanted that to encapsulate this idea of what Bomba Taco and Bar is.
So this is part of a strip mall, for lack of a better word, but not as casual, I would say.
Right. You know, this is a place we want people to feel comfortable coming on a Friday or Saturday night for their big night out without having to drive downtown or, you know, somewhere far, but also really comfortable and warm and inviting for those who just want to stop in for lunch during the week or for dinner. So we kind of try to have it both ways. But at the end of the day, it's casual, but the quality of the food, it really works for all the different occasions.
So speaking of the food, what are some of your highlights?
We're a taco joint at the end of the day, but we also have bowls, snacks. We are really well known for our fresh-to-order guacamole that actually we pulled from our sister concept, Paladar Latin Kitchen, which we have one here in King of Prussia Town Center. The food is, we focus on global flavors. We don't really limit ourselves. We kind of go with where our chef takes each different taco. So there's really a great opportunity to try a lot of different flavors. For those that are maybe not interested in having a tortilla, we have bib lettuce as well that someone could have on their taco. So maybe they'd be more comfortable coming in more often if they don't want to have a taco every day. So one of my favorites, and I think one of our best sellers, is our Smokin' Brussels taco, which is smoked Brussels sprouts, pickled red onions, an umami sauce, red fresno peppers, a chili aioli, and the peanut plantain crumbs. Now, for those who have had a vegetarian taco, it might not seem that exciting, but what I love about this is we really bring out the smoke and the way that we smoke for a few hours our Brussels sprouts. The flavor profiles of the dishes that we have, I'm really proud of. Our chef does a great job of balancing both the colors and the vibrancy of the dish with different flavors. And each one of these really eats as its own individual kind of meal, but it's just served in a taco. Another one that I happen to love is our yard bird, which is chipotle marinated chicken, pickled red onions, and guacamole. And I think if I had to pick a third one, it would probably be, it's a little crazy, it's our Tijuana Tommy. It's an all-beef hot dog, chorizo, habanero onions, And then we have a double shell with kind of a cheese binder between them. And it's a bit off-putting when you first see it come out because it has a hot dog on it. But it's been one of, I think, our staff and our guest favorites. It's definitely show-stopping. And I think if I had to pick maybe one more, our Korean surf and turf is a really, really great taco. It's bulgogi, Korean beef, dragon shrimp, chili lime cucumbers, and a kale kimchi.
What is it about tacos that you think people love?
I think they're approachable. It's a way of serving all different types of flavors in a way that you don't really have to commit to a full entree.
Or silverware.
Or anything, right? It's a very easy and approachable way of dining. And I think it's something that's really just, I think, a lot of fun. And you can share. I think shareable is a big deal. And the only real consistent thread is the fact that it's served on a taco. It's served as a taco. It gives people comfort to try things that maybe they've never tried before.
For people who do want silverware, you also have salads, soups, and bowls.
Yeah. Our Bomba bowls are really popular, especially at lunch. They have rice as the base, but you can also get it with cauliflower rice, which is nice for those who want to be low carb. And one of our really great bowls that I love is our wild ahi tuna poke bowl with chili lime cucumbers, avocado, sesame seeds, soy jalapenos, cilantro yogurt sauce, and then we have our malanga chips served with it, and is just a perfect lunch, at least for me. I get that probably once a week.
How many Bombas do you have across the country?
Well, we're a small company. This is our fifth Bomba. We don't really have any plans to open anything new at the moment. We really want to focus on learning about the brand, really embracing the two markets that we're in, which is the Metro Philadelphia market and Northeast Ohio, and really building out our teams.
So this is the fifth. Where are the other four?
So in this market, we have one in Malvern. And then in Northeast Ohio, we're in Akron, Beechwood, Ohio, and Rocky River, Ohio.
Why, like, are they so spread apart?
We have a Paladar, one of our sister concept, in Gaithersburg, Maryland, near D.C. And then we opened up Paladar in King of Prussia. So it became logical that we would backfill in with some of our Bomba taco and bar locations. So for us, really, the DC market and Philadelphia really functions as one market. They're pretty close, all the same vendors. So that's why it seems very spread out. What people don't always realize, we're only a 6-hour drive to Northeast Ohio. So it doesn't really feel like it's that big of a stretch to kind of be back and forth as needed. So now we have this great opportunity to build out Philadelphia and DC a little bit more if the opportunity presents itself.
How did the concept come to be? When did the first one open?
We opened up, I think, in 2015 or 16, and that was in Rocky River, Ohio. So it was really, we were looking at Paladar, and Paladar requires a much larger footprint. It's a larger menu. It's very chef-driven, and it's a Latin kitchen and rum bar. It's very specific. It's very thematic, and it's very experiential. We wanted something that gave us some more flexibility to focus on tacos, but also a smaller footprint, a brand that we could open up in locations like we have here, which is, you know, a nice high-end strip mall. It doesn't have to be at the center of Maine and Maine at the, you know, downtown or in this mixed-use lifestyle center. We wanted to create something where it had great parking, it was close to where everyone lives, and it was a place that people could come to multiple times a week. That was a big piece for us. Our Paladar locations are terrific. I love them, but it's also not the kind of place that everyone comes 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah. How has the pandemic impacted restaurants?
Well, so we were fortunate that all of our restaurants are suburban. And if we were a downtown type of restaurant brand, that would definitely have been really hard. So we were...
Why do you think that is?
We put ourselves where people live. We are in residential communities. So even during the scariest times during COVID, when everything was shut down, we were still doing carry out and catering pretty frequently. It really helped sustain us.
Because people live nearby.
That's right. And a lot of staff and a lot of people have now continued to move further out into the suburbs. Certainly people aren't driving into the downtown areas as much.
Some are.
For work every day as much. Now, I hope that returns.
Oh, right. They're not going in like they used to. That's for sure.
Right. They're not driving. Even if they go downtown to the office twice a week, that's probably on the high side right now. So that means they're in this area for 3 additional day parts each week. So for us, it's certainly been a challenge, but I think we've had it easier than others. The big impact was this location here in Newtown was supposed to open, I think, about 1.5 years ago. So we really got delayed and pushed out the opening to try to see what the world was going to look like. So we're really excited to be opening, and I think we waited until the right time. We don't know what's coming down the pipeline, but I do feel that coming into the spring and summer, there will be, you know, a positive upswing, I think, with dining out, especially with outdoor dining.
What do you think are the trends? What are people looking for these days when it comes to eating out?
I think they want something that's extremely high quality, but still approachable and not too big of a commitment. We always looked at Bomba as less of a planned out experience. So you could show up any day, sit at the bar, grab tacos. That's exactly what we wanted it to be. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people are moving towards in terms of the type of dining. But at the same time, they want the same type of high quality that they would have expected at a full service, fine dining type of restaurant in the past. You know, how do you find that balance? And for us, tacos were a great fit for us. That's how we kind of figure that out. And I think there's also the sharing component and communal dining that's really nice, where people aren't choosing an entree and just sticking to that entree and that's all they're eating. I think people like to taste different flavors. They like to eat as a group, you know, make it more of a communal experience. And our menu lends itself very well to that.
How does COVID play into that with the communal sharing experience?
So it's a great question. Now, we don't see as many large parties, but the people that do come together, they seem to have confidence in at least their group of four or group of six. So it's almost as if they're in this little microcosm where nothing with COVID really exists at the moment. So we've still seen not many issues with it. Plus, with tacos, most people don't cut up tacos or cut, you know, so you're still grabbing a taco, but you're still kind of ordering as a group, as opposed to sharing something like a stew or something you'd have to cut up and then split up. So it hasn't really been too big of an issue for us.
Yeah. So it's like groups of families or small groups of close friends.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we do. We have a taco 10-pack. And so if you're with, if six people are sitting down and they, you know, each person can call off what tacos they want, we bring it out in this big tray. And it's fun for everyone to kind of sample and try. And often people will say, oh, wow, this is really good. Let's get two more of these or let's get four more of these. And the beauty of the taco, you know, concept and the way that we execute, it's very easy for us to very quickly send out three or four more tacos, almost like you'd see maybe at a sushi bar or somewhere that can produce the food pretty quickly.
All right, let's move on to drinks. I noticed that on your main menu, you have a whole section in addition to the drinks on the back, but you have also a whole section dedicated to non-alcoholic drinks. Mm.
Yeah, we're not really sure why this concept, it took off like it did, but we sell a lot of non-alcoholic drinks. So we do a series of house-made lemonades. Right now on the menu, we have our pomegranate ginger, orange hibiscus, and our charred pineapple. And those are very popular, as well as our aqua fresca, which uses those same flavors, but just in a little bit different way, a little bit less sweet way. So I don't know if it's just this concept, this type of dining, but people seem to gravitate really to those. Whereas our Paladar locations, not many people really order non-alcoholic drinks. That's just been something really fun here. So it's made at the bar as if it was an alcoholic cocktail, and we, of course, don't put alcohol in it.
And now let's talk about the alcoholic drinks. Some highlights.
Well, our primary focus is tequila and bourbon, but we also have a really nice rum selection as well, which is a little bit of a throwback to our Paladar Latin Kitchen and Rum Bar brand. We just had a hard time not putting some rum on here, but we really are hardcore focused on tequila and bourbon. Our number one selling cocktail is our traditional margarita. We make everything fresh in-house, completely scratch-made, including the house margarita mix. Nothing is prepackaged. We also offer a number of different flavors, like our pomegranate ginger and spiced apple. All of those are produced and made in-house. There's nothing that we buy in already pre-mixed or any syrups. We have our bar team will be in the back of the kitchen with apples and pureeing them up and, you know, creating the flavors that we add in.
How many restaurants does Paladar Restaurant Group own?
We have eight. So again, we're relatively small.
Five Bombas,
yeah. And three Paladars, yeah. Okay. Which is nice. We're at a size where even during COVID, you know, we were able to kind of work with the resources we had. We were able to adapt quickly and make changes in terms of where the world's going. And
how are you doing with staffing?
So staffing for us is very market-driven. There's areas in Northeast Ohio that we have a really hard time staffing, really hard time. For whatever reason, we've been very lucky.
In Pennsylvania?
We hired a full staff in Newtown here. We were shocked. It was terrific people we've been able to hire, really nice people who've come in early to help, and they've just been a pleasure to work with. I just think that we just got lucky here. Our King of Prussia location, we have very little turnover. We almost have our same entire team that we had when we started 5 years ago. So that really hasn't been much of an issue. So again, it's very market driven. In DC, on Gaithersburg, Maryland, it's a little bit more challenging, but there's always opportunity to become the employer of choice, and that's what we always always look to do.
All right, let's wrap it up with the desserts.
So our desserts, our number one seller is our churros, as you would guess. And they're served with a marshmallow dipping sauce as well as a Mexican chocolate dipping sauce. And something new on the menu is our campfire cookie skillet. It's our house-made chocolate chip cookie that's cooked in a skillet. And on top, we have this large marshmallow that we roast. It's burned and is served with toasted graham cracker crumbs as well, which is awesome. People love that.
Is there somebody in the group, is there a reason why, the tacos, the Mexican influence?
Yeah, it's a great question. People ask me that a lot. So years ago, the idea of Paladar was more of a Cuban restaurant. And we just loved Cuban food. We thought it would be really something that suburban markets would like. It's something different. You normally only see it in downtown major markets. And we thought, wow, we could really make something neat and create a new night out for the suburbs. And after doing some more research, we realized, we had to really broaden it a little bit. So we kind of broadened it to Latin American because, we started to realize if you're going to say you're Cuban or Peruvian, or it becomes this question of what's authentic and what isn't. Where when you broaden it more for us, when we broadened it more to Latin America, it gave us some more flexibility. So that's really where we started down that road. So we got there in kind of a weird, funny way. It started as Cuban simply because we love that style of food. It got broadened to Latin American just because we're a suburban brand. And then we wanted a couple categories that people knew, and one was tacos. So we added tacos to the Paladar menu. And the success of them at Paladar, that's what ultimately led us to then pulling those out and focusing on something that was more of a recurring frequency experience. What's interesting, the tacos are really the only, ethnic component that's consistent at Bomba, because everything we put in the tacos is all over the place. We have a Vietnamese meatball taco. We have that Korean beef taco. We have a Nashville hot chicken taco. So we've kind of opened it up completely to whatever direction we feel we want to go. That's kind of how that trajectory kind of happened.
So, see, Mexico just makes me think of vacation.
Right. Well, that's what, Paladar, that was the Caribbean. That's how we thought of it. Our best-selling drinks, for example, there are our tiki cocktails, which are really boozy, have really cool ingredients in them. They're not like what you'd get at, at the corner chain restaurant that, is kind of putting just overly sweet juice in a blender. These are really, really high quality. And we actually brought those here. So on this menu, in terms of when we think of the Caribbean and we think of vacation, we have our painkiller, which is boozy and it's really good. It's our Pusser's Navy Rum, Bacardi Mango, Smith & Cross Rum. We do fresh juices, nutmeg, and coconut milk. So, when I think of vacation, that's what I think of, is those type of drinks.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
I think Bomba's a great app for those who, live near Bomba. We do a really nice job with carryout and to-go and delivery.
It's like almost necessary these days.
It absolutely is. Especially, we don't know where the world's going to go the next 6 months or a year. So that flexibility with the brand is really nice. And we just went deep, deep into catering. We have a really great taco party catering option that is really easy to build and really easy to set up. All of our restaurants now have our Bomba catering van out front that you might have seen walking in. It's obnoxiously colorful. You'll see it on the way out. So we really, people should think of us. If they want to have a party anywhere from 10 up to 50 at their house, we do a really nice job with taco parties. And it's a very easy setup and everyone has a good time.
All right. Andy Himmel is CEO of Paladar Restaurant Group, and Bomba Taco and Bar opens here in Newtown, Bucks County this weekend. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping out and checking out what we're doing.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.